Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Schmidt bobbles. He'll go to first, not in time. Could have been a double play to end the game. The Giants don't get anybody out. And now it's a one-run game.
2-2.
Goodman strikes out swinging. On the high fastball, two down.
Huge.
3-2 pitch with the bases loaded. Arcia into left field. Estrada in. McMahon is going to score, and the Rockies break the Giants' hearts in the ninth inning and salvage a game in the series with an 8-7 victory.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You ever have a great day and then get in a fight with a family member right before bed?
You asking me?
Yeah, you ever had that happen?
Yeah, it's happened. It's happened. What day is it? Yesterday's on the phone. But go ahead. Well, yeah.
Well, I don't want to pry.
It's too late. Too late. It's my fault. My fault.
No.
A lot of GP2 coming from me around the house.
That's called my fault. It's called being a dude.
Yeah.
It's called being a guy. At least if you're doing it right, you're doing it right.
Yeah. That's my version of chivalry. My fault.
I was watching some stand-up comedy the other day. You just made me think of this. And the guy's bit, it's pretty funny. He said his dad told him, the secret to marriage is to never say the first or the second thing that comes to your mind. Just wait, breathe, and say the third thing that comes to mind. So he tells this story of driving out... He's driving out to Vegas with his wife, and they fill the cooler with a bunch of drinks. And then they're almost there, and she pulls out the drinks, and they're warm. And she's like, oh, my God, this cooler did not keep the drinks cold. And he looks in the cooler, and he's like, babe, you didn't put any ice in it. And she goes, you don't need to put ice in a cooler. It's a cooler.
So
the first thing that comes to his mind he goes, the first thing that comes to my mind is that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard somebody say in my entire life.
Okay, that's
Shut
a pass. We're gonna pass on that one.
The second thing that comes to his mind is, honey, how exactly do you think a cooler works?
Okay.
Pass.
We're going to pass on that one.
Third thing that comes to his mind. Honey, I can't believe this cooler. It's broken.
That's funny.
That's how you keep your marriage intact.
I'm going to have to remember that one.
Oh, God.
A little late now, but
yeah.
The third thing.
Anyway, there's a reason I just brought this up. You ever have a great day, and then right before bed, you get into a fight with someone you love? Because that's what the Giants just did. That's what the Giants just did in Colorado. They just had a great week in Colorado. Everybody's hitting, and we're all coming from behind, and we're just having a sexy seven-game win streak, and everything's wonderful. And I swear to you, Dibs, we're having that conversation, and the game's on over our shoulder. It's 7-5. They go to the ninth inning. They bring in Randy Rodriguez this time in order to close the game out. Duvall not available today. He had pitched both of the other two games, including a lengthy effort last night in a game that, by the way, this is not cherry-picking. When he brought Duvall in up by four, not up by three, up by four, I went, did you need to do that? I know it's Coors Field,
right,
and four, no lead is safe, but I was like, with a day game tomorrow, I might have held on to Duvall. See if somebody else can go get those three outs. Instead, Duvall struggles,
yeah,
but gets out of it. Giants win 10-7, so today you've got to go to Randy Rodriguez. Well, no shame there. Randy is right. He's been absolutely unbelievable. Well, Giants are up 7-5. There's one out, and he issues a walk. And for some reason, all of the Coors Field feels from history just went running through my body. And I went, this is the game they're going to lose, isn't it? This is the one, because they do this every year at Coors Field, no matter how bad the Rockies are. There's one of these every year, and it often seems like it's on the getaway day, because that's the one that leaves that crappy taste in your mouth, even after things have gone so well. You took two from San Diego, you swept Atlanta, and you were moments away from a sweep in Colorado, and you've won seven of your last eight games. Yet, I'm kind of annoyed right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm kind of annoyed because, first of all, that's the Rockies and they're awful. And second of all, and this is not fair to Casey, but if Matt Chapman's not hurt, the Giants just swept that series because the bases were loaded and it was 7-5 with one out and a nice little hot shot candy hop to third base.
Right to him.
Taylor made 5-4-3 game-ending double play and Casey completely boots it.
1-2. Doyle on the ground to third. Schmidt bobbles. He'll go to first, not in time. Could have been a double play to end the game. The Giants don't get anybody out, and now it's a one-run game.
That's Dave Fleming, of course, NBC Sports Bay Area. Rodriguez would strike out the next hitter, but then with two outs and the bases loaded in a 3-2 count, Arcia with a line drive base hit to left field. Ball game over. Rockies win 8-7. And look, the defense was kind of weak throughout this entire series. I'm thinking of Encarnacion yesterday.
Oh, boy.
But also, it's odd. Dibs, this series looked like a Coors Field series, and it shouldn't. Not this year. The Rockies have fewer runs scored than any team in baseball. And they just put up 20 in the three games against the Giants.
16 earned, so the four unearned. Two of them from the Encarnacion whiff yesterday where he just chose not to catch the ball at first base. He stepped the wrong way, and the ball just went whizzing right through him. And then this one, Schmidt's a natural third baseman, and he gets a pretty generous hop. But what I saw looking at the replay is as the ball's coming to him, he's already turning his head to throw to second. It's like the wide receiver who, you know, takes his eyes off the ball at that last second trying to figure out where he's going to run with the ball, and you just don't catch it. And this one is the crusher because – you know, your relievers in the series were all a little shaky. And Rodriguez letting guys on, and last night Duvall, same thing. And
Sean
a little
Jelly.
Shaky.
Yep, Jelly
Sean,
today.
Yeah, no doubt. And so you still had a chance to escape with the victory. And today marks a first for the Giants this season. It's the first time all year that they've scored four runs in an inning and lost the ball game.
Yep.
This is the 15th time, Mark, that they've scored four or more runs in a game, and this is the first time that that happened, and they actually lost the ball game.
Yeah, they scored four in the second, three more in the fifth, and they lose 8-7. Dom Smith had a three-run homer. This one was threatening to be relaxing. The Giants were up by five. That bullpen just gave up a five-run lead. that has to be the first time that that's happened this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't remember another one of those. Have they coughed up and lost any other five-run leads so far this year?
I don't believe so.
I'm remembering some of the blown games, right? Blown saves. There was the one in Anaheim. There's some other frustrating games, but I don't remember a time where the Giants gave up a five-run lead and lost. I can't think of that.
Well, there haven't been that many games where they've scored five runs. So, right. I mean, that limits you down to how many games you have to actually mentally go through. And that's been the strength of this team is the starting pitching in the bullpen. And you got to this series. Yeah, you gave up 20 runs. Even if it's only 16 earned, that is 5 1/3 a game for a team, the Rockies, that's barely averaging 3.5 runs a game.
So you were a strike away, by the way, from getting on the plane to L.A., dead heat, even Steven with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And now you're a game back and whatever. Like, that's not the big story. That's not the end of the world. But, man, I would have really loved to watch the Giants for no other reason than just seemingly the Bay Area's favorite sports word this year, which is vibes. I don't know if you've noticed this. We did this with the Warriors. I can hear everybody doing it with the Niners right now. It's all about vibes. And the Giants would have headed to L.A. with some serious vibes, a strike away from an 8-game win streak and an even Steven 41-28 record as they arrive in L.A. to take on the Dodgers tomorrow night. But no, they cough it up. Now they're a game back, and now they're licking wounds on their plane flight.
And it's that part of it, the way you lost it, because when Chapman gets hurt, your number one fear is the Gold Glove defense. Yep. And the bat too, but the offense was actually really good in this series at altitude, of course, but your fears have been the defense. And so you don't have your starting catcher, you don't have your starting third baseman, your first baseman didn't really catch the ball. Elliot Ramos already is, you know, a slightly below average defensive player.
Yep.
And even in this game, what is it, the ninth inning, Jung-Hoo Lee makes a terrific catch going back.
The first out
right.
Was up against the fence in center field.
So,
yep.
I mean, it looked like defensively you were doing enough to yep. preserve that lead, and then Schmidt can't get it done at third. And, you know, he feels awful right now because that play has got to be, it's converted probably 97% of the time.
Mm.
I mean, the ball's hit literally right to him and not that hot of a shot.
No, and it was, and a candy hop. He got to bounce off the grass. This thing hit him in the waist.
In the waist.
He didn't even need to bend over for this thing. Like, that one stinks. And they're coming off of a 7-game win streak. And sure, I should know better, because if you go through the 7 games that they just won, they probably didn't deserve at least 3 of them.
Yep.
Like, look at the way they've been winning ball games. Walk off wild pitches, walk off home runs. They rallied from way down late in the game last night to end up winning. Like, all of these games are super close. And so, yeah, like the last 3 times the Giants have lost, you come out of there going, you've got to be kidding me. How the hell did you lose that baseball game? But sandwiched around those 3 losses were 7 wins, 6 of them by 1 run. So everything's fine, but that one's hard to swallow.
Very hard.
That one's hard to swallow.
Especially when you realize that they've only lost 2 games this year before today when they scored 5 or more runs. So just looking at these games, it's impossible that they would have blown a 5-run lead before, because they only had 2 losses when they scored 5 or more. So today, that becomes another first on your list where, I mean, you put up the numbers offensively and you still couldn't get it done because you blew a 5-run lead.
Okay. In about 28 hours, 27 and a half hours, Logan Webb and Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Wow.
Let's take a look. Let's see it, boys. Like, I really, you know, measuring stick stuff in baseball is kind of tough because it's baseball, but I'm excited to get a look at this. And it stinks that that's the last taste in their mouth before they go into this series. But let's see. Let's see it. Because I know most of you and most of the people around the country who watch baseball, you still don't buy it. You still don't think that they've actually got a shot at this, or that they belong in the conversation with the Padres and the Dodgers. They like lot of people do not believe that this is going to last. I don't know. As we sit here now, right, a week and a half ago, first two losses against the Padres, everybody was super annoyed and ready to really wring the necks of the offensive side of this team. And then they became one of the big stories in baseball with their seven-game win streak. You know, put today aside, I guess, but off you go to L.A., and the question is to what level do we believe that this is actually a thing, that the Giants are going to sustain in the standings and challenge for a playoff spot and maybe even the damn division?
Yeah, this is a definite measuring stick series, and you're right. Three games out of 162, we can't put too much import into it because, you know, you can come back and sweep them next time if they sweep you here. You do go in with a little sting, though, having lost today, because if you'd only take one of the three in L.A., now it's a 3-3 road trip, and that includes Colorado. And Colorado's got 13 wins, and they've beaten you twice. Yep. That, you know, and you're not going to beat them every single time,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, they've played them 7 times.
Right, and you're 5-2, which if they're 2-5, their winning percentage against you is way higher than it is against everyone else in baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, there's different ways to look at it.
Yeah.
I think about tomorrow, and it's one of those games that is super exciting. Looking at the FanGraphs Cy Young tracker, Logan Webb is number 2, and Yamamoto is number 5.
Okay.
So these are two of the 5 best starters in the National League going head-to-head.
Number 1 right now.
Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens.
Yep.
Okay.
And then Chris Sale is 3, Zach Wheeler is 4, Robbie Ray is 8.
Robbie Ray
is
8.
Kodai Senga is 9.
Okay.
So,
okay,
you know, you got some big names on there. And
no doubt.
And the Giants have 2 of them. So, and Robbie Ray won't pitch in the series. But, all right, Logan, it's ace versus ace down there in front of probably 50,000 plus at Chavez Ravine.
And then the Giants are going to send 2 babies out over the weekend, and Landon Roop and Kyle Harrison. At least I think they're sending out Kyle Harrison. I don't think they're going to use that as Justin Verlander's return game. But you're probably actually going to run the 6-man rotation over the next 7 days would be my guess. Harrison will start Sunday. Verlander will probably get a spot next week, maybe against Cleveland. And then you figure out what you're going to do. But we'll take your Giants calls and some more to kind of bounce around on this. 888-957-957. Just go to Chris in Sonoma. Hi, Chris. What are you doing, man? Thanks for calling.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Just running some errands and listening to the end of the game. I like listening to these games more than watching. But anyway, first off, I really like Bob Melvin. I think he's a terrific manager. The however is, last night's poor decision-making at the end of the game using Duvall in a non-save situation, I think led, it's a ripple effect. It led to using Rodriguez today, who's been terrific, don't get me wrong, but he allowed Rodriguez to throw 43 pitches, melt down, lose a game. He would have had Duvall had he not used Duvall last night, number one. Number two, by allowing Rodriguez to throw 43 pitches, he might not have Rodriguez against a team who can really hit.
Chris, there's no might about it. He will not be available tomorrow night. I can tell you that already right now.
I don't think he'll be available all weekend. Sunday at the earliest, fellas.
No, I wouldn't say that. Yeah, I wouldn't say that. You're not wrong, Chris, but I wouldn't rule Saturday out yet, but we can firmly rule out tomorrow. You're right about that.
Yeah, so this is Dan makes a great point. They're 2-5 against the Giants. That's a 400%. Come on, man. What are we doing?
Well, it's actually 28%. Two out of seven.
Two out of five would have been. I got where you're. No, I see where Chris's brain went.
Chris, I love it.
Thank you.
Even at that, if they're 2-5, that's 2 out of 7. 1 out of 7 is 14.3. So they're playing 286 balls.
28.6%. That's correct.
Against the Giants, and you'd have to extrapolate that out of their overall record.
Well,
but,
they're 191 overall.
Right. Yeah. So if you take the 2-5 against the Giants out of that 191, it goes down to about 180.
Then they're 11-50.
Right, which is 11 out of 61, which is not very good, Mark.
No, it's not good.
No,
Bob,
it's about
or
a buck
Dan,
70, yeah.
Whatever your name is.
It's a Dan day, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah.
It got serious.
And it's okay to lose to the worst team in the history of baseball, but to do it like this, and I think he makes a good point about the usage yesterday of Duvall, and now you don't have Rodriguez tomorrow for sure. And you'll have Doval, you figure. And
here's my guess. This is just my guess. If you ask Bomel, because I thought the same thing. If you were watching last night when the Giants went ahead, both Doval and Sean Jelly were getting loose. And he went to Doval, and I'd have to ask this question to be sure, but I've heard it before. A lot of times, once a closer gets loose in the bullpen, that already counts as an outing. So the thought process is, look, we've already used him. He's loose, and he's ready to go in the bullpen. Remember, the Giants were scoring runs in that top of the ninth. So they didn't know that it wasn't a safe situation. I think they went into that final inning up 7-6. So they're thinking, safe situation, Camilo's getting ready, and then they start rallying. And they turn a 7-6 game into a 10-6 game. Now, you could hand it over to Jelly, but that may already go down as a day of usage for Doval. Therefore, he's already not available for the day game the next day, which was today. And so then you're thinking, well, if we're going to use him, let's use him.
Yeah.
Plus, it's Coors Field, and a 4-run lead here is like a 2-run lead anywhere else. So let's go ahead and put him out there. My guess.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's the thought process. But I had the same question. As soon as they went up by four, I'm kind of like, for two reasons. You're like, A, maybe you rest them a little bit. And B, we know this. When closers, when it's not a safe situation, for whatever reason, it feels like they don't focus the same way.
And didn't Doval go through that last year? Where,
yes.
Like a couple of times.
Absolutely.
He came in games where they just wanted to give him work and he was not highly motivated and he struggled and it became a thing.
Yeah, and he gave up a bomb right away last night. It was 10-7 and then there were ducks on the pond and tying run at the plate and all the stuff's going on. So, but that'd be my guess if you asked Bomel why he did it. He's like, dude, we're already using him. So we might as well go ahead and get him to close out this game. And he did. He did. So
He did. Yeah.
So you got to give him credit. It was a W. But, yes, there's a ripple effect. And Chris is not wrong. Randy Rodriguez, my understanding of the way that Randy is used, you can book it. He is not available tomorrow night now for game one of the Los Angeles Dodgers series.
And what's the Ryan Walker situation right now?
He's fine. He threw today, but just one inning. And Doval should be, he's on the table for tomorrow.
I just didn't know about, Walker closing today. Is Rodriguez now ahead of Walker on the closer pecking order?
That's an interesting question. It's probably kind of just circumstantial would be my guess in terms of how they go about figuring that out. But, you know, Randy has been the better pitcher than Walker. So, close game, you're probably thinking that. Then again, Walker threw the eighth. So, what kicks them to, I mean, honestly, my thought might have been, all right, it's a 7-5 game. Let's use Walker, and then maybe the Giants will score in the top of the ninth, and we won't need Rodriguez right. at all, and we can protect him for the Dodgers series. But then they don't score, and they needed him, and yeah, now everybody's gassed.
That's right.
Have fun in L.A.
Last time Doval didn't close a game, it was Rodriguez. So Rodriguez does seem to be Walker.
Closer too.
This was his second opportunity to get save. He closed the first one. That was the third game against the Padres right after those two rough losses.
Makes sense, don't you think? I mean, Rodriguez has been better. He's been way better than Walker.
Yes and no, but his experience as a closer is much, much more limited. Walker has been in that role more, and I think this game might be something that could flip the pecking order. Rodriguez found his way into some trouble. He gave up a huge out to start the inning, and then some shakiness, and the error obviously hurt, but
for sure
ultimately he was unable to lock it down.
No doubt, no doubt. Yep, the scoreboard is what it is, and the Giants lose this one, frustrating, in Colorado by a final of 8-7.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.